there was finally something to focus on, something to wait for. So I waited. It started as more of a sensation than anything conspicuous in the deep black void. A weak but deliberate movement. The muffled, quiet sounds were easy to track in the deathly silence, moving back and forth around me and sometimes through me. Something stirred deep within my heart, a familiar pain. I felt it beat for the first time in ages, but then it was gone and my heart remained still. With its absence, I was suddenly aware of myself, though there was nothing to see or touch in the void. I had no body, but whatever it was had pierced my heart. I was eager for more of that pain, and I couldn't understand why. For a time, it was rare to hear the movement, and even rarer to feel the pang of my heartbeat. Was it minutes? Months or years between appearances? I had no way to tell. As I was visited, the pain would not be confined to my chest. Occasionally, the movements would make my fingers ache and my feet burn. Bit by bit, I was remembering a body I could not see or feel, unless it was there to remind me. Sometimes the movements would go on for what seemed like days, while others would come and go like a gust of wind. I would wait for them all the same. Then they grew more frequent. The surrounding, piercing sounds gradually became something I could see, dim white scratches on the infinite void. I watched, captivated, as they slowly defined a space in the darkness. The marks were always nebulous, like a wandering river that circled back on itself endlessly. When the movement stopped, the marks would remain, casting a faint light, but only for so long. Eventually, they would fade into the void, and I was left wanting. As the visitations grew more and more frequent, the meandering marks formed recognizable shapes. Eyes, noses, lips, and faces. They were crude but honest creations. These were repeated over and over until I could see that they were a woman's eyes, nose, lips, and face. Not just any woman's features, but a specific woman. The more I looked at it, the more it felt like a distorted mirror. Somehow, this movement, these marks, were making me remember. First my heart, then my hands, and now my face. I gingerly reached up to touch my face, and I could feel it with my hands. I was overcome with emotion, and tears fell onto my fingertips. As quickly as my tears came, my entire body would fade as the mark's last light vanished into the void. From that point on, I was impatient. My voice had returned, and I would curse and scream and cry into the void with such intensity that I surprised myself. Thankfully, the gaps between visits grew shorter and shorter. As my face shone more and more clearly against the void, I could see more and more detail. Every hairstyle I'd ever worn, every freckle on my cheeks. I'd touch my face and run my hand through my hair, feeling each and every little detail. As my reflection grew clearer, my body felt more and more concrete. I only noticed that I was standing because my feet hurt. This was quite a surprise at first, but soon became a routine occurrence. I felt more and more alive as the visits continued. During the longest visits, I would sit or lie down in the void, complaining to no one in particular that I sure could use a pillow, or hell, even a nice luxurious bed to relax on. I was utterly entranced, watching my body grow more and more defined. As I watched the lines coalesce, it felt as though they were listening to my thoughts. I would disagree with the curve or the sense of weight, and it would be redrawn. Always imperfect, but always improving. Eventually, I was spoiled with a lavish bed, silken robes, and other furnishings. I had never felt more vivacious. The lines defined me with so much detail and personality that they wandered elsewhere. My heart would beat so fast as the light would make something new. Slowly but surely, I had a space to call my own in the void. My room glowed defiantly with comfort and hospitality, and I reveled in it. At some point, the light stopped leaving altogether. My face, my hands, and my body stopped disappearing, and my heart began to pound with guilt. Why had it come? Why did it wait so long? Why does it spoil me so? How did it find me in the void? My answer came soon after those thoughts. Line by line, a door was drawn. It only took moments for someone to knock. The only noise I had heard for ages was the scritching, scratching, and swooping sound of the light. This knock was loud, insistent. The door rattled on its hinges. I was deeply afraid, but I needed to open the door. I reached out and grabbed the handle, but I couldn't turn it. I was terribly weak, and try as I might, it wouldn't budge. But then I could feel a hand on the other side of the doorknob, rotating the opposite way. I felt it turn, and my hand followed. A blinding light spewed from the door as it opened, and I had no choice but to shield my eyes. Squinting through the sheen, I could see the silhouette of a man. I knew who this man was. I knew what he looked like, even though I could only see a dark blur on a glowing white background. Our memories came rushing back to me upon seeing your face. I smiled, but you collapsed backward onto the bed. I could feel the exhaustion in your limp form. I rushed to console you, but you must have fainted. I didn't understand anything for a moment, but I knew I was supposed to be at your side. So I stroked your hair and covered you with a blanket. Looking around, I recognized the room. Our room. It was just as I'd last seen it, except that you'd placed an easel where your nightstand used to be. On that easel was my room in the void. That ridiculous bed and chair rendered so exquisitely that I could almost fall into the canvas. There were crumpled papers piled to the ceiling in that corner of the room. My curiosity was all-consuming, so I left the bed to look at them. As I uncrumpled each page, I was amazed to track your progress. From your earliest attempts to compositions so close to my room that I couldn't see anything wrong. Those first marks that stirred my heart in the void were you scratching out an unworthy portrait. I couldn't understand why you had spent so much time doing these portraits until I realized that the finished piece was standing in our room. For the first time since I entered the room, I was aware of myself, of how I looked. My body was as pale as the moon, and my edges were dark, delicate lines. I was not skin and bones, as I felt I was. I was the result of your tireless drawing. I looked again at the lively rendering of my void room and was hyper-aware that I was no longer in it. I didn't want to return, but some inexorable force pulled me to it. The full moon caught my eye through the window, and I knew that my time here was limited. I couldn't remember why I wasn't there. As if to answer my thoughts, you awoke on the bed and looked for me. I returned to your side, and you almost fainted again. Instead, I held your head, and you apologized, and repeated, "We should have left before the storm," over and over. Eventually, you were calm enough to tell me how I had died. That death sentence was at odds with my racing heartbeat and my ability to hold you in my arms. Part of me couldn't accept it, but deep down, I knew. I was not supposed to be here, but tonight was special. Heat rushed to every part of my body, urging me to stop wasting time. The moon moved across the night sky like a clock counting down. As my fingers tingled on your scalp, I saw you react in kind. Your breath quickened and your eyes locked with mine. We were a blur of kisses, bites, and clothing until we paused, naked on our bed. You teased me with your hands, so I begged and moaned, like always. It was so intoxicating to be held down and played with, to feel your weight and urgency. We sucked and played with each other until I came and you fed me my favorite meal. You quickly recovered and pounced on me in record time. I noticed that I was sweating only when a drop of your own fell from your brow onto my chest. The sheets were wet with our exertions as we panted and moaned. We gleamed under the moonlight and the stars. Our voices rattled the windows, and we fucked incessantly like lovers should. You hit every angle and spot within me, and I met every thrust with my own. Our bodies were so in sync that I stopped thinking entirely and focused on the ecstasy that I had missed so desperately. I lost track of how many times we both fell over the edge of climax. Your hands wandered in the brief respites between sessions, teasing up and down my body before you hardened once again to pound into me. Glancing out the window, I saw that the moon had moved dangerously close to the horizon, and the telltale signs of dawn were creeping up into the night sky. I tried to tell you that my time was short, but all I could do was moan in pleasure. I swept the coming dawn from my thoughts and pushed you onto your back, kissing and caressing your entire body before sitting on top of you. I pressed your cock onto your stomach and slid my wetness along your length, teasing you just how you liked it. You chuckled and gave me a knowing look before I slid you inside. I knew how much you needed this, so I rode you until I was sure you were empty and my legs gave out. Without missing a beat, you grabbed my hips and continued thrusting. Hoarse moans escaped your mouth as I bit your neck and clawed at your chest and back. I needed to mark you the way you had marked me, but I was no artist. I watched as my pale fingernails left faint red lines across your skin. I needed you to know that I was leaving soon, but I could only moan your name again and again. As dawn broke through the night, you pulled me close, as if knowing the sun's rays would return me to the void. You whispered something in my ear, but I didn't understand you. I asked you to repeat it, but you just smiled and said goodbye. My vision was blurred with tears as the sunlight hit my back, and the world slowly disappeared. I returned to the void and raged against its endless night. What had I done to deserve such torment? Stuck in my beautiful room without you, I was inconsolable. I heard the familiar scratching of a new drawing as I wept into my pillow, but I ignored it. I could not accept my extravagant prison until you came to visit. After what felt like eons, you had come to me. You explained the ritual that brought me back to our world, and the one that brought you to mine. I could visit you every full moon, and you could visit me every new moon. We continued our marathon lovemaking in this void and back home. Eventually, I asked if you would draw me a new moon every night, tracking the phases so that I could know who was visiting who. You were happy to oblige, and I was happy to reward you every time we saw each other.